This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here comes Leiter, and the pitch is lobbed in the air to right field. Garcia moving back to the front of the track at the wall. It's gone. That ball had a lot of carry off a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. Perez goes oppo, and it's 3-0 Kansas City in the first.
You're an idiot, and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Rangers get beat down 6-1 by the Royals in Arlington on this radio station. Jack Leiter takes the loss. This is Diamond Cavs here with Sean and RJ. Arlington Firehouse number one. I'll tell you what, stepping out on that sidewalk with the breeze.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice.
That's amazing.
Feels
good.
We got
Whataburger to feed you. We're brought to you by Fraser Roofs and Gutters and Firehouse Movers. The Ticketmaster, Mike, is here with the West Point hat. He's hawking tickets, and you want to sit here and get something for something. Mike's got all the tickets set up for you. Tolo Vince, who said his favorite part of the show is me and you fighting.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, he came up and told me that. I was like, well, then I'll be sure to do it a lot the rest of the day. I want to put on a show, so I'm going to just keep poking all day.
We got Scott, we got Mikey, and Kyle from, he goes, I'm the only other one in the Metroplex who can identify with you. I said, what's that? He goes, I was in Rockford, Illinois, the biggest crap hole I've ever lived in my entire life. He could not wait to get out like me, but he was serving. So Kyle knows Rockford, Illinois.
I was so excited.
Get the kids
day.
Out here, by the way. They're putting the ladder out. That's
Dude,
awesome.
I was so excited the other day. I found two games from when you were in Rockford, Illinois, calling them. The problem is that they were like coaches' film. So, like, it's none of the play-by-play. And when I saw the era of the game, I was like, oh, my gosh, I got Sean doing play-by-play. And then I realized it was just somebody filming B-roll. And so then I just started trying to find, like, do I see Sean anywhere? And it was 240p. It looked like it was filmed with a toaster. So.
As long as you didn't get me doing the mascot.
there were photos of the mascot from around that time, but I don't know if you were in it or not. The hood was on.
All right, so some extra Tolo shout-outs here in Arlington.
All right, so first round of All-Star Game voting is in the books, and it's clear there are two leaders in both leagues, well, one in each league. It's Shohei and Aaron Judge, no surprise there. They have combined to win 5 of the past 8 MVPs anyway, but Judge leads all vote-getters in the All-Star Game voting right now at 1.6 million, and Shohei leads all NL voters at about 4 million.
So Judge has gotten 1.6 million votes for every run the Yankees haven't scored in the last three games. Yeah, 29 straight innings without scoring for the Yankees.
Someone took a shot at our 920 guest and said, must be a Boone thing. Come on, man. We got Brett Boone.
Ours is turning around. It's not ours. We got the good Boone.
Cal Raleigh is the only other American League vote getter above 1 million. So I went and looked. And I was like, all right, let's just see where the Rangers sit on this list and if there's any Rangers in the top 10. And yes, there are. There are two Rangers in the top 10 of their respective positions.
Two Rangers.
In all-star voting. Name them.
Well, I already know, so I won't name them, but I'll let Sean name them. But
Josh Smith.
It is not Josh Smith. It is not Josh Smith.
Screw you, Peyton.
Think somebody who would just absolutely not deserve it.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Somebody who would be like you have been one of the biggest disappointments in baseball this year.
Semien? Seager?
Close. But Seager is 10th in shortstops. 10th. He is 9th in DH. It is Jock Peterson.
Jock and
who
Corey.
Hasn't played in a month.
He's
for
the highest
starters.
Ranked Ranger in any of the All-Star ballots. Bunch of Dodgers fans filling out their ballot for Shohei and then just go, yeah, sure, Jock.
What?
Yeah. There is not a Ranger in the top 20 of outfield.
And that's where they've got Josh Smith. Josh Smith is being voted on in the outfield, which I don't know if that makes a ton of sense, but.
Bobby Jr. is not leading. Shortstops, Jacob Wilson, who he play for?
No idea.
The A's. He is leading the shortstop list. Let's see. Any other guys I can say who he play for to you? Ryan O'Hearn, who he play for?
Ryan O'Hearn plays for the Orioles.
Okay, very good, very good. Riley Green, who he play for?
Riley Green plays for the Tigers.
Yes, very good. Your top six in outfielders, you got Judge, Riley Green, Mike Trout is third.
Would everyone know Cal Raleigh?
I think just because
the West
maybe, division. Maybe yeah, he's division. So he's still on pace. He homered again last night. He had a grand slam. He's on pace for 62 home runs this year.
Wow. Stephen Kwan, Javi Baez, and Cody Bellinger, your top six in outfielders. The way it works is the top two make it, and then they do another voting thing to see who is the leaders there. But that is your American League vote for the All-Star game right now. And like I said, only two Rangers cracking the top 10. We'll see what happens. I was very, very surprised by this MLB player poll.
Mm. I love these things.
Oh, good. Perfect.
Love polls.
So, there we go. This was 134 respondents. And the question was, are you in favor of robo-umps calling balls and strikes? Out of the... Well, I'm not going to give you the raw total because I can't do math like that. 63% said no.
Yeah.
Only 17% said yes, and then another 20% that said they weren't sure. Not sure. Or you want no. No flat out. They do not want robot umps. I was a little surprised by this.
Why?
Because
they think you'd be more. You think it'd be more accurate?
Well, I think it would be.
Would you guys think it'd be more accurate?
Yes and no.
Yeah, it would, and it would not. Like,
what does that mean?
Because here's the thing: is that, and they've talked about one of the biggest concerns that you get if you go to the robo umps is a tailing breaking ball.
It's a four-dimensional plate and not a one-dimensional plate.
Yeah, a tailing breaking ball that clips the plate and is technically a strike, but has never in the history of baseball been an actual strike because of the cut that it has on it, where it's just like technically one. They're like, that kind of kills the spirit of what balls and strikes have even been in the last, you know, 150 years.
So think of it now. Like, we look at the strike zone as just an outline of a box, of a rectangle. This is going to be a cube. And any, like, to me, a curveball that's one of those Aaron Seeley-esque curveballs, right? Straight up, straight down, 12-6. Mm-hmm. That just nicks the very front of the plate. It could land on the plate. That's not a strike for the history of baseball, but it would be in this because it just nicks the front of the cube.
Right.
So there's concern there. The players, I don't think, would love that. It would cause a lot of strife, and you can't argue it.
There was one NL pitch, and like a lot of...
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Pitchers were arguing against it in this poll. There's one pitcher from the NL who was like went into all these details about saying it was ineffective at the minor league level. He said nobody's out here like pounding the table saying umps need to get every single call right. Their biggest thing is just make sure the biggest, most consequential balls and strikes are right. That's all we want. Like, we don't need every single pitch to be just down to the smallest detail. And there was one catcher who had played for 15 years and said, "This you're taking away, like, an art form of part of my game. Like, mm-hmm. part of my game is framing. That's what I do.
Right.
And it's something I've worked really hard at to become good at it, and you're telling me it won't matter anymore."
Next one on the player poll. What is one change you would make to improve baseball on or off the field? These were the top answers. Less games, more off days. And they also said same pay on that one. So less games. I think a lot of people are down with less games.
In all sports. Except for football.
Yeah, because that's, quite frankly, it's once a week. It's it, right? It's all you need. Another one, old school baseball. You know, rule changes have helped, but they're basically saying, let's go back to the small ball. We've kind of seen a trend where they're going back to
who's
small.
Who's the Shea Gilgeous Alexander of baseball?
He plays for Milwaukee.
Arise is kind of the Shea Gilgeous Alexander, yeah. A guy who just, he's an average hitter anymore.
Sal Frelick, that's who it is. He plays for Milwaukee.
So, average hitters, like guys who hit for average, not pop, and they steal bases.
High average, low slugging.
And do you think that guy is going to get big-time pay?
Big-time pay.
Those guys.
So, like, from Arise's standpoint, he doesn't play the field well, and he can't run well. All he does is hit. Oh, he doesn't walk either, really, right? So
he's Wade Boggs at like age 38.
So are they going to come back? You may not get big contracts. You're not going to give them $300 million deals because it still is about power, but those guys may be coming back.
He's hitting .280 this year, Arise's, and his OPS is barely above 700. That's just single after single.
That's actually really, really low for him, is it not?
Yeah, .280 because he's a career .320 hitter.
Another one, do what the NBA did, which is more marketing. That's kind of what they want.
Yeah.
So that'd be a nice one. So there you go. That's just some of the ideas from the player poll. They only had two questions on that. It was what would you do, and then the Robo Umps.
Diamond Cavs here on 105.3 The Fan. What happened with Mr. Viral Nick Castellanos?
Man, this is. I really was hoping I had found something, and I'm still not going to let it die. I still think there's a chance for this to be right. So Nick Castellanos had been pulled from the game on Monday by Phillies manager Rob Thompson, and he was not in the lineup yesterday. And everybody's like, what's going on? Why is Castellanos not here? Apparently there were people in the stands yesterday screaming free Castellanos and stuff like that. Well, apparently he had said something inappropriate, and they will not get into what it was, but said it was an inappropriate comment, so he was pulled from the lineup. So Castellanos is the guy who he always hits the home run whenever we're talking about inappropriate or awkward or uncomfortable things. And so I was thinking about it. I was like, well, what happens if he's out? Who's supposed to hit the home run? And I realized who was supposed to do it. It was supposed to be Jonah Heim. And I think there's still an argument to be made. Jonah Heim might be the true forerunner as the Grim Reaper. So I went through the Castellanos timeline. I checked the dates of his awkward home runs.
A man of faith.
I cross-referenced them against guys who homered that day. Gives us a few homers. August 19th during the Brenneman apology. July 5th, 21 during a eulogy for a World War II vet. May 30th, 22 during a tribute for Memorial Day. July 13th before Trump was shot later in the day. July 21st. July 21st.
I'm kidding.
After Biden announced the end of his campaign. And then,
oh, my God.
I'm getting the psychos all worked up.
The 9/11 anniversary. So I went back and looked. I'm discounting the Trump and the 9/11 because those aren't like real like events that were occurring or anything else. If you look at the others, those four home runs that we're left with, Castellanos hits the home run. 5 days later, Heim is called up to the major leagues. It's like he couldn't be birthed until Castellanos was the Grim Reaper.
Right.
The other three home runs, Heim homered on the same day. And so last night it was like, there was also another guy, it was Rhys Hoskins, had also homered on those 3 days, but he was playing in 2020 and he didn't homer. So I looked at this and I said, last night they're playing the Royals. That's who Castellanos homered against the first time.
Yeah.
During the Brenneman apology. This is all setting up to be like fate. Heim is supposed to homer tonight. He did not.
So all that work and that airtime was a waste.
Yeah. No, it was not.
That's the way baseball
goes. Here's what I'm thinking, is that I wonder if he needs Castellanos still. So, like, his return to the lineup would be the push to get him to hit the home run. I'm still opening it up for the first time Castellanos is back in the lineup.
We have a concert ticket giveaway. We're going to chop it up here. Commercial-free expressway live at Firehouse Number 1 in Arlington, 401 West Main. I got a playoff update from Vegas. Let's see how they're feeling about the Rangers. Actually, let's test your overall baseball knowledge. Teams from the preseason that were favored to make the playoffs that are now favored to miss. Would you like to try to name, Peyton, you can as well, one of the five?
Boston.
Boston is one.
Rangers.
No.
Baltimore.
Baltimore is one.
The Braves.
The Braves are
good
one.
Call.
Well done. Two more. One AL, one NL. They were supposed to make the playoffs, and now they're supposed to miss. One has a Ranger connection in the NL.
Padres.
No.
Seattle.
In the NL.
No, I was just guessing.
Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks, Pepe. And then the Cleveland Guardians.
Oh, okay.
Now give me five teams that were supposed to miss that are now favored to make. Four teams.
Detroit. Four teams?
Yeah, Detroit, yes.
Is Minnesota on there?
No.
The Cubs.
St. Louis.
No. Two AL, one NL.
One Toronto.
Toronto is one. Well done. One just made a huge deal.
Oh, the Giants?
Yep. And then the Rays.
Yeah.
The Rangers were a pick-up to make it, and they're now favored to miss. So they're yes to make the postseason if you're a gambler is plus 190 at BetOnline. No is minus 230. So they're saying there's a 70% chance the Rangers do not make the playoffs.
Okay. 70%?
After Jim Bowden just said they're going to come back and win the West.
I mean, they crawled back to 500. Now they went a game under. But they crawled back. I don't know if I like that.
Does it say whether this was before or after Brett Boone was hired? Because that may be affecting it, as they may not have realized Brett Boone came here and turned this culture around.
Yeah, it's
and
after.
Got the bats.
Yeah, so they're factoring in Boone, still saying no.
Hater.
Brett Boone will join us at 9:20 this morning. All Diamond right. Cavs.
We remember Roman Anthony because of his sister.
Yes.
One of the most predictable things of all time. Her Instagram following has gone from 3,000 to 35,000.
Damn!
Can you share your screen to the Zoom?
I don't know how to do that.
She's attractive. She's very attractive.
If I knew how to do that, I might give it a shot. But it's Leah Anthony with two Y's. That is her handle. So from 3,000
and she's single
to 35,000. Yes, I think she is.
They put her on Boston Sports Radio.
Yep.
Single.
Yeah, it was not the greatest interview.
You're kidding.
She's a hot girl.
She gave like three word answers. I felt for those guys. I felt for them. We've been there.
Last one. Give us the last interview that reminded you of that with us.
Oh. PJ Washington was pretty brief on all his answers.
Did you have one in mind that you were thinking of?
No.
Not for us, but at the station, I always think of Wyatt Langford.
Oh yeah, that was tough.
Wyatt's pretty rough.
Yeah. Top lineups of the sport. I was seeing if the Rangers had crept up there at all. ESPN put this one out, and they had Dodgers 1, Yankees 2. This is probably before their three-game scoreless streak. Cubs, Diamondbacks, Mets at your top five. It went down all the way. The A's are in the top 10. They are at number 9. They had a walk-off the other night, home run by Nick Kurtz. Hit the walk-off home run. But the Rangers, they are 25th.
25th?
25th. Colorado, Pittsburgh, Chicago, Miami, Kansas City, and then the Rangers. Right ahead of them is the Guardians, who, you know, Guardians were a great team last year. 90-plus win team last year. But there you are. I mean, they are at the very, very bottom of basically of the American League, just the Rockies.
Is that Pirates. Too low or fair?
So they, they crept out of the bottom five. That's nice. But if you look at all the statistical categories, they are bottom five this year. They are heading into last night, and I'm sure it didn't get better. They were 26th in average, 28th in on-base percentage, 26th in slugging, 27th in OPS, and 26th in run scored. So basically everything to do with offense, they're bottom five. The thing was that since May 30th, it's basically June, but also those last two games of May, they've been a lot better. Texas ranked 5th in average, 3rd in on-base percentage, 8th in slugging, 6th in OPS, and 6th in runs. They've been ninth in walks, sixth in strikeout rate, fourth in double plays hit into, and they are first in run differential before last night.
But good news, they are up to 15th in the power rankings, up from 20, so up five spots. They've had a really good week, and a lot of that is getting healthy against bad teams. But you don't ask questions. So the Rangers up to 15th in the power rankings.
Is this the trade-off we're getting? We're going to get the offense start hitting a little better, and then Leiter's going to come back down to earth, and Mally's going to be hurt, and like
all the pitching gets hurt.
Like this, we're basically just going to have to, like, the baseball gods are saying, you're going to have to give up some of that pitching if you want this.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's T or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.